Sarah has selected as a reading for this morning a poem written by Alicia S. Carpenter entitled, Here We Have Gathered. Here we have gathered side by side, circle of kinship, come, step inside. May all who seek here find a kindly word, and may all who speak here feel that they've been heard. Here we have gathered, called to celebrate days of our lifetime, matters small and great. We of all ages, women, children, men, infant, and sages, sharing what we can. Life has its battles, sorrows, and regret, but in the shadows let us not forget, we who now gather know each other's pain. Kindness can heal us. As we give, we gain. Sing now together this, our heart's own song.
Good morning. Just a quick note before I get started. Just remember, I am not your regularly scheduled pastor. So if anything I say this week doesn't jive for you, please come back next week, and Pat will have a different message. So I'm here this morning to talk about communion. Pat and I actually talked about this maybe a month or two ago, I think, and it was interesting. I've spoken up here a couple of different times, and usually it takes me a couple of weeks to kind of pull together what it is that I'm going to say, and pretty much right after the conversation with Pat, it was right before a service, and so then I sat in the pews, and by the end of the service, I had it all figured out what I was going to say today. So I thank Pat for the opportunity to have a chance to kind of talk about this, because basically I'm talking about my perspectives and experiences with communion. So I'm not any sort of expert. This is just my perspective. And so I'm inviting you to think of this as a conversation, and hopefully we will continue the conversation over coffee downstairs later. Communion was often a tricky subject for me. As many of you know, I was raised a Unitarian Universalist and still consider myself a UU, even though I hang out with you guys a lot. The fellowship I grew up in did not practice the Christian sacrament of communion. I witnessed the ritual a couple of times in high school and college when I went to visit friends' churches, but always as an outsider, since I was told I could not participate if I wasn't a member or I wasn't baptized or whatever their rule was. It didn't really bother me much, since there were lots of Christian things that we didn't do, and I didn't really give it much thought. So fast forward to my life here as an adult, if that's what we're calling this. Robin and I talked earlier about how sometimes when you're wearing heels, it makes you feel like a grown-up, so I'm pretending to be a grown-up today. So I started attending this UCC church. And here I was invited to partake in the communion ritual. But my UU upbringing comes into play, and I can never just blindly do something. I have to think about it, I have to question it, I have to talk about it, I have to discuss it, I have to think about what it means. So let me back up a little and tell you about my theology as it pertains to this. Again, this is just my interpretation. I'm not speaking as a representative for any faith. I believe that Jesus was an important dude, and he said some good stuff. However, he was not the only important dude to say good stuff. I do not necessarily believe that he was divine, and as such, it is hard for me to wrap my mind around needing to imbibe his body and blood. Bill was the pastor here when I first started attending, and he and I had some good conversations about this, and he helped me to clarify my thoughts, as well as understand that I was still welcome here no matter what, and it was okay for me to follow my own convictions. So, for several years, I either skipped Communion Sunday altogether, or I just went downstairs during that time. To be honest, sometimes I still do. This is not a hard and fast rule here. But then came a Sunday when Mary Dillon came up here to speak. And for those of you not familiar with Mary, she was a member here for many years, as well as a pillar of our community. And she was a thinker. And she was one of the first people that I had engaging spiritual discussions with here at this church. She had studied a bit of Buddhism, and she spoke that Sunday about the teachings of the Dalai Lama. And now, I've lived in Nepal, and I've read some of the Dalai Lama's writings myself, so when she started talking, my ears perked right up. And she was talking about how we are all connected, and throughout the whole message, I felt like she was looking and speaking right to me. I'll tell you that I did try to find her sermon. Robin and I tried to find her sermon in the archives, and we couldn't find it. So the rest of this is based on my memory. So forgive me. If any of you also remember this sermon, it might be interesting to see how our memories jive. This is what I remember about the basic concepts of what Mary spoke about that day. We are all connected, everyone on earth. But that big of a picture can be overwhelming. It's easy for us to think about the people we are connected to in our everyday lives, our families, the people we work with, the people we do business with. We often remind ourselves of these connections here in church when we share our joys and concerns about people in our lives. But what if we use communion as a way to notice and connect on a larger scale? Mary used the example of a baker making the bread that we use for communion. We may not meet the person who baked the bread, but they still had an impact on our lives. In this way, most of us are connected without necessarily even thinking about it. Someone grew the wheat. Someone transported the flour. Someone worked the late Saturday night shift to sell the bread. And that's just one example. We don't always think about these people in our time of prayer, but they all have lives and joys and challenges. The threads of their lives cross and intersect with our lives at various points. This is very similar to a global education activity that I do with youth. I ask them to read the list of ingredients on a chocolate bar and then research where each ingredient comes from. So, for example, to make an Almond Joy candy bar, you might need almonds from Spain, coconut from Indonesia, sugar from Brazil, cocoa from Ghana. This helps teenagers conceptualize a global market and how we are economically linked. So what Mary said that day completely changed the way that I think about communion. She asked everyone to think about these webs of connections as they participated in communion that day, and for the first time in my life, I decided to try it out. So thinking about how I was connected with others, seen and unseen, and using this moment to reflect on those intersections was really powerful for me. I believe that there is divinity in community. And communion can be a space to reflect on the sacredness of these relationships. For those of you who may be shaking your head right now internally, here's another way of putting it. For most Christians, during the communion ritual, the body and blood of Christ is a vehicle to feel close to God. I believe that God is love, capital L. The love we feel for one another. And in the communion ritual, I can feel closer to this love we have for each other and consequently reflect it back out in my day-to-day interactions with my wider network of connections. So today, we're going to be participating in an agape communion. Agape is translated as unconditional love, and it is often used to refer to God's love for humankind. We use this type of communion to remind us that unconditional love that the Creator has for each of us, as well as to express that love to each other. Agape is a ritual also known as the Love Feast, and it's often celebrated as a communal meal. It's a way for us to reflect on the ways that we feed each other. Side note, I think that that's really interesting because I believe that a potluck is a form of communion. In that sense, we are feeding each other physically as well as spiritually, but I think that's a really wonderful representation of how we take care of each other. So I challenge you during the next potluck to kind of think about that and see if that can help you tune in with the sacredness of our gatherings. In today's Agape Communion, we're going to use apple slices as a symbolic meal. And I'll ask you to think of the ways that we are connected. Reflect on the people who grew the apples, who picked the apples, the people who manufactured the knives that cut the apples. Think of the people who contribute to your everyday needs, both in acknowledged and unacknowledged ways. Think of who feeds you spiritually, and think about how you are feeding somebody else. I hope you found something in today's message that speaks to you. I hope you heard something that you can reflect on during our communion ritual, as well as for the next week in your day-to-day life. But no matter what, remember that you are loved. Amen.